Hakat Yar. We are several days after Kabbalah Satera. There's a unique factor that Shavuos has, different than the other regalim. By all Shalosh regalim, there's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel on the day of the Regel, and if a person can't make it on the first day, we pass in school and tashlum of the Rishon, and you can come for the next 7 days and be Oyla Regal. So the question is, Bishlaim by Pesach and Sukkot, we can understand why a person can be Oyla Regal, because it's still Pesach, it's still Sukkot. But by Shavuos, where it's at Tzeres, it's a one-day yontif and a Torah. So how does the Torah allow Aliyah L'Regel that's considered going up in the Regel up to 7 days after the Yom of Shavuos as Tashlumen for Shavuos? It's Choyl. It's not Regel. So Sasema says that when a yontif is a yontif of Torah, the Keach HaTorah is so great, the Keach Kabbalah HaTorah is so great, that it has a din of Yontif even during the Mei HaChoyol, that this is still part of Shavuos itself. So in the days after Shavuos, we are still in the Shefa and Hashpa of Shavuos, and therefore, I think it's appropriate at this tufa for our Talmidim who know the value and chashivas of Limud HaTorah to talk about that Lekoved Chag HaShavuos, that we are still in a certain level mishtayach to. There's a famous Rambam. Everyone knows that there's three ksorim that Klal Yisrael has, Keser Torah, Keser Kun, and Keser Malchus. And by Keser Torah, the Rambam says, a lashon that it doesn't use any place else, Keser Torah, Hari Munach Va'aymed, Umuchon Lakol, Yisrael. The Keser Torah is something which is Munach, it's there. It's Munach Va'aymed, it's standing there. Besides it standing there, it's Muchan Lakol. It's ready for everyone. So, Munach, and these words are never put together anyplace else in the Yad. Munach means it's there, but perhaps it's hard to get. Aymed means it's standing. It's not just there to pick up. It's push it up there. It's standing. It's oymed. Right? And even oymed is not enough to know how stark it is, but it's muchan, it's mamish. The Ebershter prepares the Torah. Lakoil, for each and every person, is shayach to be kinda keser ha-Torah. It's not just miyuchid for those people that are Rabbeim, Rabbonim, Dayonim, Rosh Yeshivas, people whose activities surround learning Torah and teaching Torah, but it's Muchan Lakoil. I want to share with you a lushan of the Rush, of how the Rush defines Teirosayim Nosei. The Rush in Perek HaShutvin, in the first Perek in Bava Basra, at the end of Simen Chof Vav, says, V'nira, Shetamut Chochem, if you have a person with Slam Torah, Tam Chacham, Sheyesh Le Umnis, he has an Umnis. oiksas mata matan, or he's handling in geschäft, in business. Lisparnes, for the purpose of having parnasa, for what goal? Lisparnes, kidei chayav, he wants to be able to live. But v'leilu sashen, he's not working and involved in work because he's passionate to become a gevir. But he has to take care of his family. Ubechosha, any time shehu panui me'asakai, that he doesn't have to be busy with his esek and his parnasa, whenever that is, according to his matziv. Machzer al divrei Torah, he goes back to learn. V'loimed divrei Torah. What is this person called? He's a businessman. He has a job. He's Isaac to make a parnasa. He's not in full-time kailo. He's not a rebbe. He's not a rav. He's not a rashiva. Zok the rush, this person who is chalashing to learn, who hanikra, Teirosai umnasai. His umnis is Teir. So Teirosai umnasai, the Rosh is defining for us, is not dafka, that person that is a koilman koyamov. But rather Teirosai umnasai is that person who is consumed with his limud ha-Torah, has a responsibility to take care of his mishpacha, is involved in his parnasa for that purpose, take care of his family, but he wants to learn. And the raya that he wants to learn is that when he's panim yasaka, he's chayzer al divrei Torah, and he goes back to learn. I heard over, someone once said, I don't know who the one who said it was, but I heard over someone said that there are people that can have an open Gemara, but it's really closed. And there are people that can have a closed Gemara, and it's really open. The person who has an open Gemara that's really closed is the person that opens the Gemara because he has to, learns because he knows that he has a chiyuv, but nish dos af dos lepter. That's not what his shrebung is. That's part of his checklist. I got to learn. So if that's the way the person views his learning, then even when he's learning, it's not the learning that's the Keser Torah that we're talking about. That's the Teiros Umnasa that we're talking about. But if the person, his Gemara is closed because he's busy making a living, helping his mishpacha, taking care of his chiyuvim, but he's a bank nach the Gemara, he wants to get back to that Gemara when he can, he wants to go back and learn when he can, that person is Teiros Umnasa even when his Gemara is closed, and he's Isaac in his parnasa, because that's what his rutzin is. Our Kabbalah Satayr for Bnei Torah, we have to want to reach that madrega of the person's chalashing to learn. And I believe that whatever age a person is and whatever person's past experiences are, the Torah has a kayach for each and every person to develop that type of geshmak in Torah, to want to learn when he can. And the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, Ein Adam Leim Elam Asher Libei Chofetz. If you have a nasi, what the Chazal are teaching us is that there are many, many programs for learning that are wonderful programs, whether it's an Amad Yemi, a Daf Yemi, Arisa, different types of Chazaras, all different types of programs that Klal Yisrael has developed for people to get Orangutan learning, and each person should pick whichever one suits him. But the way to really figure out what suits him is not what I think I should be doing, because I want to know Shas, etc., which is a good thought, right? But the best way to become the consummate Talmud Chacham and Yadin is to start and to push himself with Libay Chafetz, to find the Masechtas that you like, the Chavrusas that you like, the Shir that you like, the type of Lima that you like. And if a person can find out what his Libay Chafetz is and connect to that, so in Torah, which is called Ata Kisra Chlem Sashira Azayis, Torah is called the Shira because it's a universal language music that everyone can have a certain hana from different levels of music. The more sophisticated person, the more they understand a sophisticated orchestra, and the more simple person understands less. But everyone can enjoy a Shira. Everyone can enjoy a beautiful song, beautiful music. And the Torah Akdaisha is that as well. And that if a person connects with the thing that gives them the biggest geshmak, and for Reuven is different than Shimon, and Shimon is different than Levi, each and every person can find a different geshmak. Whatever he finds geshmak, whichever halakim Torah he finds a geshmak, that stressing those halakim and Torah will push him and pull vault him into greater hasagas, and then his libra chafetz will spread even to areas in Torah that maybe previously he didn't have as big a geshmak. But the more the person has the geshmak in Torah, the more the person has the ne'imus of Torah, the b'kudi Hashem Yisharim b'sam chelev, to have that geshmak of doing a sugya that you enjoy, a mesech that you enjoy, a derech halima that you enjoy, come up with whatever that is b'meyuchad for you, not what you feel socially obligated to do, not what you feel pressured from your particular kehila or chaverim of what they're doing, which could be a good thing too. But it has to be be'ikr, something that you have a geshmak in. You have a libra chafetz in. Each and every person has his own chelak ha'tayra. The Gemara says in Nida that the malach learns with the person kater kula while he's still mei imoy, and then malach v'sartel piv, and he forgets it. And there are two different pshatim in this that are quoted from the Gaon. Rabbi Tzalo Ransburg in the Pischei Nida over there in the Gemara says that the reason why the malach learns that a person koha tera kula is because the tera is so heilig that if it wouldn't come into the person before he came out to Avra Olam, he couldn't connect with the tera later either, because the tera is too kaddish for a human being to connect to. But since he was connected before he was in this world, when he was still Uber Me'imai, therefore he had Kedusha without any chet around him. But Me'imai, there he could get the Torah, and now he can learn the Torah later. That's how Rav Sol Ransburg says from the Gaon that he heard. The Gaon's brother, the Malos HaTeiros, has another pshat, and they both are emes pshatim. The Malos HaTeiros says that the Gaon teiched, v'senchel kena b'seresecha, the Al Shach HaKadosh says, each and every person has his chelak ha'teira. And what the Malach learns of the person when it says ka ha'teira kula means your chelak in teira, your chiddush, your beer, your havana, your area where you have a b'dafke diki connection to that chelak ha'teira. And that's what the Chazal called yagaiti and mutsasi tamin, because it was lost when the Malchus Sarta Alpiv, and now the Egeus HaTaira makes it, that you find the Metzia, that which is your Chelek HaTaira that was lost. Each and every one of us was given a Chelek HaTaira by a Malach that was our Chelek. Yeder Yochid, Mikotn Vad Godel, not just the Gdeli Olam. Everyone was given a Chelek HaTaira, and is your Chelek. And if you want to find that Chelek, look at Liber Chofetz, look at what you have a geshmak in. Go for it. Do it. Find the Chelek HaTaira that talks to you. And it can be in any Masechta, in any Mekseis HaTaira. Wherever it is that you feel drawn to that, do that, be part of it. And realize it's Oymed, Muchan. It's there, it's Munach, ready for us to take. And even if a person's busy making parnasa, he can still have that same revolving yishmak of coming back to the learning whenever he can. And if he left the learning when he learns and realizes this the gresta zach in the welt that he has, so then even when the Gemara is closed, then he has that bikush for it, he'll have such zach to shmaya that he'll be able to come back to learn, continue the shtai, and to be zecha the keser teira. Vagut gesund de zummer, we should all take from the Kabbalah Satira of Shavuos that we just had and make a reishim on ourselves to be zeichin our chelik hatera and have that geschmack and madrega of becoming teirosai umnosai.